Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of January in our studios. The one and only Councilman Gene Whedon, who is solo today.
Good morning.
He's ready to tackle it, aren't you?
I am.
Very good. City Manager Nate Schneider's got some other business going on today, so Gene can come in and and take the whole thing. That's for sure. Can you believe we're almost end of January?
Yes,
hard to believe.
It is.
He's counting the days, pitchers and catchers in February. You're counting those days, aren't you?
Right. About 3 weeks and pitchers and catchers report. So, yep.
Time for a little baseball right around the corner. That's you betcha. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night, Gene. We'll start first. Anything in announcements and recognitions?
Yeah, Jody Crocker from the library had several things she wanted to announce. First of all, they've gone through a 3-month process of being accredited, and finally they did receive accreditation, and that lasts for 5 years, and that helps Rich with state aid and grants that we need at the library. So congratulations, Jody, on that. Also, she wanted to announce that Tad Mosier, the son of Dr. Mosier, the optometrist here in McCook, has done an Eagle project at the library. It has to do with flags. So stop in and look at Tad's Eagle project. And finally, I have to give congratulations to the ladies at the library, because they have been going through stretches where once they don't have any air conditioning, and then they don't have any heat, and they just went through a period where the heat had gone out and they'd gone through no heat, but finally now we have heat back in the library. So congratulations on that.
They had to be wearing some coats, some something to keep them warm, huh?
They were there. I went in there several days and they had their mittens on and etc. So there were some other things too. A group from the Freedom Festival, the group that does the fireworks on the 4th of July, presented a check to Fire Chief Mark Harpin for over $4,000. They have found that in Riverview Cemetery, there are 2 unmarked veteran headstones, and we don't know who those people are. So that money is going to go to try to figure out who they are and then mark those graves as a veteran. So when we do like Veterans Day, et cetera, they'll be marked. So Sue Doak with the Genealogy Society is helping the group trying to figure out who these people are. Right now, we don't know who those names are, but there's 2 of them in the grave or in the cemetery at Riverview. Let's see. Police Chief Kevin, we have a new officer. We have a female, Taylor Mito, I think is her name. She just completed the academy in Grand Island and been on the workforce for a month. So welcome, Taylor. And finally, the Park Advisory Board is going to meet tomorrow at noon. I think it's the Senior Center. They have a request. There's a group of mothers that want to do a mural on the inside of the swimming pool building. So they're going to present this to the advisory board, and then the advisory board will make their recommendation to the council, and then the council will either yes or no. But this is a great example of community involvement in doing things. So we have the mural over on West 1st Street. I think they're doing one now on, what is it, Norris and D Street.
Okay.
So now this group wants to do one on the inside of the wall. And the last thing, I guess, is the Graff Foundation gave a check to $75,000 to the sports complex. So a lot of announcements.
Yeah, quite a few. You had a presentation as well, financial statement, supplemental information for fiscal year ending in September by some CPAs and advisors, right?
Well, we're scheduled to, but they had the person who was supposed to do it had a scheduling conflict. So, Rich, this has been moved back to February the 2nd. We'll do the financial statements on the first meeting in February then.
Okay. Public hearings regarding the City of McCook's McCook Community Development Agency's implication for EPA Brownfields Program Grant.
Right. We're applying for an EPA Brownfield Program Grant of $500,000 to remove the asbestos and the lead from St. Catherine's and the convent. And part of the stipulations to do the grant is that you have to have 2 public hearings. And we did one the 1st of January, and so last night was the second one last night. So Nate basically just went through and explained to the audience why we're doing this. This is for basically we want to remove the asbestos and the lead. And so that's what we did last night.
Consent agenda. You had some items there. Anything pulled for discussion?
Nothing was pulled. Oh, by the way, let's go back to the we authorized the resolution 2026-02 authorizing the city of McCook to submit the grant. So we did that last night. So we are going to submit that grant, and that's for $500,000. Now, there's going to be some other additional money. We're going to look for two other grants, too. There's a rural workforce housing grant, some money there, and some other things, too. But this will help a great deal with the removal of the asbestos and lead.
All right. Nothing on consent agenda that polled for discussion?
No. Just a couple things there. Bid specs for a new trailer at the transfer station. The bids in. Then we'll receive bids, and then we'll either accept or reject the bids later on.
Regular agenda, update regarding the youth sports complex project.
Right. There was about basically, if you haven't been out there, you need to go out there and look at it. If you want to take a tour, call the city office. They'll be glad to arrange a tour for you. It's progressing quickly. We haven't laid the grass with the turf or the carpet yet. That'll be done in the spring, but they're getting closer. They're doing drywall inside the concession and restroom area. So it's getting closer. Mm-hmm. Right now, Nate is in a meeting right now with an individual on how do we market the commercial and the residential lots around there. So because we have a number of residential lots around the sports complex and we have a number of commercial lots, how do we market those? What would be the proper rate, you know, for charging for those? When we sell those lots, that will help us to pay off the loan to build the complex.
You've been out there and checked
it out.
Oh, yes,
I have.
The big baseball field.
Huge. It's,
what are the dimensions? Do you know? I haven't even asked.
I don't
left,
know.
Left, center, and just curious.
I've never asked. No. No.
I don't know if they were going to make it like Tiger Stadium and make it just like impossible to hit a home run and be like 440 to dead center or something like that. Wow, they are making it tough out there. So I'm just kind of curious.
No, but it's awesome. Yeah. I think basically right now they're just basically Nate said last night they were putting up the dugouts, were being on the fields. They were building those. They've got all the chain link fence around them. They've got all the gravel. I think that's all ready. And then again in the spring they'll come back in and then they'll do the carpet. It's all going to be carpeted. There'll be no dirt. The dirt will be one color. The infield will be one color, and then the outfield will be the same color, and then there'll be a warning track around the outside. So,
okay,
should be awesome.
All right, those guys still working hard, even on these cold days too, aren't they?
It is.
You bet. We are to. Oh, you had one more an ordinance there on regular agenda too, correct?
Right. There's okay. It's on East A Street between south half of Lot 5. Basically, it's on the east side of town. There's an alley that's between an individual's property, and he is asking that we vacate it because it's kind of a traffic hazard. We don't need it any longer, and so we last night did the first of three readings, and we passed the ordinance. We'll have to come back and do a second and third reading later on, but we're just basically just closing off an alley that's no longer being used, and we don't use it, and so... And he can take it over again.
Council comments. Anything last night?
I have an ACE board meeting tomorrow in Kearney. We'll decide our distribution funds for the year 2025. Mm-hmm. Last year we got over $20,000 back from ACE. So hopefully we get maybe some. And then also recently Senator Fisher has been instrumental in getting funds for the water treatment plant. And so we want to thank Senator Fisher for her effort in getting those funds for us, because that's a big incentive for us to go ahead and do the water treatment plant.
A lot more projects still to go, aren't there?
There are. We got the water treatment plant, and then we have the wastewater treatment plant that we also have to do, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot of these things have to be done because of government regulations, and we have to do those. So, and in order to provide safe water, we have to make these improvements.
Then the last item was an executive session deal as well, wasn't it?
It's a legal issue, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. And that was it.
That was
the second meeting for January for the city council.
It was.
Next meeting is coming up on, you said, Monday, the 2nd of February.
Mm-hmm.
We just, January was a blur. It just went straight through and already to February, huh?
You're right, Rich.
And then February and then March and then bring on our favorite, one of our favorite times of year, right?
Spring and baseball.
There you go. Gene, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you.